Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kamala Harris is confident. She says, we're going to win again in 2024, but don't believe me. Here she is in her own words on 60 Minutes.
Front runner for the GOP, Donald Trump, facing, what, 91 criminal charges?
I've lost count.
Yet, the Biden-Harris ticket is running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Why are you not 30 points ahead?
Well, I'm not a political pundit, so I'm not going to speak to that. But what I will say is this. When the American people are able to take a close look at election time on their options, I think the choice is going to be clear. Bill, we're going to win. Let me just tell you that. We're going to win. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we will win.
You say that with such conviction.
I have no doubt, but I also have no doubt it's going to be a lot of work. And everyone's going to have to participate. This is a democracy.
That's right, folks. It's going to take some hard work like they did last time when Joe sat in the dungeon in his basement, not campaigning. When they ceased all the campaigning for the most part and then relied on the Uniparty, the powers that be, to shoehorn them into office in the biggest, most brazen coup in world history to take over a republic and not a shot be fired. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Thanks to you who support the program, forwarding it to other people, explaining who we are, and not being, let me just put it this way, being unafraid to let the so-called brashness of my truth speak get out there. I'm amazed at how many people are afraid to retweet or to say what I say, but they cheer me in behind and say, woohoo, you go, boy, you go, champion. But they don't want to get in the fight. What am I saying? What am I saying that is offensive? Nothing. What am I saying that would make somebody go, ooh, he's on the edge? I say nothing except what you're thinking. And you know the only difference? I say it forcefully. Why? Because I mean it. When I talk about protecting this country, protecting my family, my community, the whole thing of it, I mean it. And I know you know I mean it. And that's why you guys listen. And for these ones that want these mealy-mouthed, wishy-washy radio hosts or whatever, I'm just a human being putting this broadcast out there. I'm no different than you other than I'm doing the work to put it out into the universe. You're thinking it. You're putting it out into your own universe. You put it out to your friends and family. We're no different other than this is going out on the airwaves in a little bit, you know, a little in small markets and stuff and on a podcast. No thoughts any different than yours. And you know what else I'll tell you? You get just as charged up as I do. You do, in your own way. We don't have the same personality. God made us all different. But your passion is the same as mine. How you exhibit it is up to you. But that's where we are. In this show, we're going to talk about the crooked Bidens. And I'm going to tell you something. Things don't look that good for them or the Democrats. The first hour, I'm going to talk about an article a guy named Robert Romano wrote that essentially echoes many of the things that I said, but he explains that going into the primary season is not going to look good for the Democrats. And let me tell you what the second hour is going to be. We're going to talk about everything that's been discovered about the Biden family, the connected dots. And you ask yourself, how have they not been indicted? How has Joe Biden not been impeached? I'll give you an example. Joe Biden paid cash, $2.7 million cash for a home. Now, that would trigger a lot of people to say, why would you do that cash? You know, give me a cashier's check. You know, show me the records of how you got that. Most people would have to say, here's how I came upon this kind of cash. Who buys a home? Don't get me wrong that when they say all cash deal, I mean, I don't know whether Joe Biden dropped this on a pallet in the middle of the night, because you know how those Democrats are. They would drop money on you in all different denominations on your in a pallet. So I don't know what he did, but it is considered a cash deal. And they're going, where did he get this money? And the timing of it is such that people are going, wait a minute, it was right at the time when Hunter was threatening the Chinese guy to send that $10 million. And they sent it. And that $2.7 million, maybe that was part for the big guy. Well, of course it was. We know it was. And if we were talking about Trump, I'd be saying the same thing, and the Democrats would be yelling louder than I am. He did it! Show us the money! Joe Biden always says, show me the money. We're showing you the money, Joe. $200,000 here, $250,000 loan here, you know, $1.2 million here. You know, what's money among friends and lawyers paying off your bills and paying off your taxes? Even when you are absolutely creating tax fraud by tax evasion. That's what the Biden family, if you really look into it, they are evading taxes. They want to raise yours, but they evade theirs. You suffer, but they're buying houses for $2.7 million, staying in $30,000 a month. I think Hunter stayed in a $30,000 a night bungalow somewhere. Who gets this kind of money? They drive these amazing cars. They have vintage cars, multiple homes. Who do these people think they are? The Vanderbilts? You know what? Joe Biden wants his name to be synonymous, his legacy to be one of those that overcame and, you know, went from rags to riches, you know, the poor little kid, scrappy kid in Scranton, Pennsylvania, to mega millionaire. Y'all know the word I'm looking for. Finish it. Finish the sentence. But guess what Joe Biden wants? He wants a legacy that he's overcome something. You know, it's a legacy of cheating. And I'm not telling you that the big names didn't do some stuff. But let me tell you, with the Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts and all these people that built this nation, they may have been unscrupulous and they did some stuff, but they got in there and really rolled up their sleeves. It wasn't about politics. It wasn't somebody allowing you to do stuff. This Biden family is crooked. So much so that it's scary for the nation and scary for the world. And I've been sounding the alarm bell on these clowns since the day that Joe Biden got cheated into office. I said this. I said the reason why Donald Trump cannot lose the election of 2020 is America is not that stupid to elect that man. And we weren't. We didn't elect him. They shoehorned him into office. They fed him to us. And Kamala Harris has the nerve to believe we want more of him. You better watch out, sister girl. You ain't even here to be running. We got more.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Now, you guys know I've been saying this for some time, that things don't look good for the Democrats, they don't look good for Joe Biden. And it's clear to me that I'm not the only one noticing this. And it's funny, and I don't even know, I'll be honest with you, I don't even know where to put some of this stuff. We have so much stuff that validates what I have to say. I heard Jared Kushner speak for the first time on national television, and he was talking about the difference in the policy between Trump and Biden. Now, I documented this. I wrote a piece that got, I don't know, hundreds of views. Pathetic. And I explain Iran from north to south, the various regions, what Trump had done to devalue the real, etc. It is such a magnificently written piece to get hundreds of views. And look, I can't tell people what to read or what to do, but I'm going to tell you, it was great. And we're putting it back out as a flashback because I want people to know I'm not just a pretty face. You know, I know what I'm talking about. I've been going to this Iranian expat event in Paris every year. I knew what was going on in the country. I was getting inside video from sources that nobody could tell. I was literally the Sarah Carter of Iran. And I can tell you, what we've witnessed with Donald Trump versus Joe Biden is unbelievable. It's pathetic to watch. And I'm going to get more into that later in the broadcast. But for right now, I just want to talk about the Democrats and all the reasons they have to dump Joe Biden. Yet the old dog hangs in there like a hair on a biscuit. Now, I don't really care. I know he's going down. He's lasted mostly because, for one reason, the ability of Joe Biden, when he goes down, his ability to destroy the Democratic Party, the party of lynching, is so powerful that the Democrats have to keep him alive. They have to figure out, how do you judiciously get rid of a guy like this while not destroying a party? So they're going to get rid of him, but they have to bide their time. In this case, they have to Biden their time. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But here's the problem. The Democrats are running out of time. Consider they've got really to the end of the year to make a decision, because you've got a 10-month window to campaign. There's going to be a primary. It's going to be a slugfest, even if Joe Biden stays in it, which I don't think he's going to last very long. But it's good. The point is, there's a lot to go through it. Now, Donald Trump's already going through his, because he's weeding them out. By the way, I saw a title today. What was it? A headline? It might have been the other day, but whenever. And it said, Nikki Haley closing in on DeSantis. And if you watch DeSantis now, he's trying to focus on international issues. He's way out of his league in international issues. And when you watch him, bright guy, but he doesn't deliver the way he delivers when he's talking about Florida policies. Some politicians are made for the level that they're at. And DeSantis makes a great governor, but I can't tell you that he would be a great president. I'm not poo-pooing on him. If he makes it, I'll vote for him. I absolutely will. But he's not. And I'm not trying to say he needs to be presidential to have the look, you know, like a Romney or whatever. But he just doesn't seem to grasp it when it comes to international policy. But anyway, I want to get back to what I was talking about. So you've got Joe Biden. The Democratic Party can't destroy him because they would probably, essentially throw a hand grenade in the middle of the party themselves. They got to figure out how to do it. But the timing is such that they got to get Biden to declare and get out of there as quickly as they can. That's why I keep telling everybody they're going to speed this thing up. The pressure that's going to come on Joe Biden by way of Hunter, by way of Hallie, by way of his brother. If the Democrats are smart, they'll tell Biden, fine, you want to play tough guy? Play tough guy. We're going to get your brother James. We're going to get Hunter. We're going to get your grandchild that got money. And Biden, as I say it, is probably going to get out of there. But let's say that he doesn't. Let's say that he does manage to get the nomination nod. And by the way, I hope I'm dead wrong in all of this. I hope Joe Biden makes it. I hope he's their chosen guy. Because the future is horrible for a guy like Biden if he is the guy. And I'll give you some examples, because I read an article, thanks to my team, a guy named Robert Romano, and he essentially portends what's going to happen to Joe Biden should he survive the gauntlet of a primary. Now, you've heard me talk about the primary. You've heard me explain that Joe Biden getting challengers, it's only at the beginning. And he's going to have to campaign. He can't sit this one out. He can't play hide in the basement with Jill, because these guys are going to be going after the juggler, and most of it will be around his age. But we'll get back to that in just a bit. But Robert Romano wrote this. He says, when Robert Kennedy pulled out of the National Democratic presidential primary, opting to run as an independent, it appeared that he might be clearing the way for Biden to run relatively unopposed in the primary. Now, that may have appeared that way to Romano, but it didn't appear that way to me. He goes on, he says, primary challenges, even ones where the incumbent wins, have served as omens for presidents who end up either withdrawing from the presidential race or they end up losing it, including Harry Truman, Lyndon Johnson, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and George H.W. Bush. Now, let me stop here for just a second and say, what do we have on the Republican side? We have essentially the same thing. We have Donald Trump, who's the incumbent, rightfully so, deposed in a coup, and he's running against a host of other people. And they're good quality candidates, right? You got governors, you got former prosecutors slash governors, you've got UN representative, UN, United Nations, whatever they call it, Nikki Haley, as for well as being a former governor. You've got business people, Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, it really is a good cast of people. If you took Trump out, you wouldn't be disappointed necessarily with a few of these choices. And I'll tell you this, others have even threatened to get in. I'm still waiting on where's Youngkin. Everybody's talking about where's the next great white hope that's going to depose or dethrone Trump and knock him out of the saddle. You want to know why Youngkin hasn't gotten in? Because Youngkin has done the research and he said, I can't make it. Oh, did I forget to mention Vice President Pence? I guess I did. So we had vice presidents, we had senators, we had congresspeople, we had prosecutors, we had multiple governors, we had business people, and all of them added up together couldn't beat Donald Trump. That's where we stand. So he's the incumbent, but you're not going to see an article written about him like this. You're going to see one written about Biden. You're not going to have to throw Trump in there with those names of Truman, Johnson, Ford, Carter, and Bush. Because a one-term president is going to do what I know only one other president's done, which is skip a term to become the president again. And when we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Jared Kushner to just show the difference. We'll play that clip again because it's worth hearing twice. But just to show the dichotomy between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, why Trump has a huge advantage.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A caravan with thousands of migrants coming to the southern U.S. border. Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border of the U.S. Today, Donald Trump Jr. giving testimony again in his father's civil fraud trial. Following his testimony, Eric, Ivanka, and former President Trump will also testify in the coming week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So when President Trump came into office, Iran was selling about 2.6 million barrels a day of oil. It was a very intense effort led by President Trump. His special envoy, Brian Hook, was spent every day trying to take apart the Iranian economy. By the time President Trump left, Iran was out of foreign currency reserves. They had massive inflation. They were basically broke, and they were selling about 100,000 barrels a day. The Biden administration came in, I think because of probably the environmental policies they put in place. Oil prices started rising. And one of the ways that they try to either buy stability in the Middle East or just try to counter the rising prices was they stopped enforcing the sanctions on Iran. Between the start of the administration and now, Iran's taken in almost $100 billion in oil sales, and that's led to the funding of a lot of these groups. And so it's very simple. You know, President Trump came in, and the way he viewed the Middle East was that if we can contain Iran and we can contain the resources they have to cause trouble, we'll be able to create an environment where peace and prosperity is possible. You know, I guess the Biden administration came in, they allowed Iran to get back on its feet. And yeah. What you're seeing now is just the result of that bad policy.
Joe Biden is to blame, and Democrats are to blame. It's that simple. The difference couldn't be more stark and more defined than what Jared Kushner just said. Iran was selling X amount of oil under Trump, and now they're selling 10x or whatever under Biden. That's simple. They were bringing in this much revenue under Trump. They're bringing in this much under Biden. He says they were practically broke. Trump broke Iran. Look at the record. This is what I keep talking about. You can, oh, he's a mean guy. Look, he's ugly. I don't like him. He tweets bad. Whatever you want. But look at the turmoil in the Middle East. You think this is going to stop? You think there's going to be a ceasefire? Biden would pray for a ceasefire. He would pray to get things back on track to where they were in the time of Trump. And then he would take credit for it. Good luck with that. Donald Trump had these people sitting at the table. By the way, we have a longer clip. If we're able to, I'll play the longer clip in the next segment. Jared Kushner lays it out. What they did and how they did it. It is masterful what Trump was able to do. Joe Biden's got a dismal record as president. And what's worse is things can't and won't get any better under him. Biden has no idea how to implement good policy. Reason why I know, he can't create good policy. The only time he's implemented good policy is when he's been forced to return to the Trump-era policies. His foreign and domestic policies are nothing short of tragic. But I want to go on. I want to continue talking about what Robert Romano said about the history. because there have been five presidents who've been primaried. Harry Truman, Lyndon Johnson, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush all had primary challengers in New Hampshire that did better than expected. Of the five presidents that I just mentioned, only Truman actually lost the primary, and he ended up dropping out of the race in 1952 rather than get defeated by the Republican Dwight Eisenhower. Lyndon Johnson barely won in New Hampshire, but he withdrew from the race in 1968. So, what do we have of Ford, Carter, and Bush? All of them won, but they ended up losing the general elections in 1976, 1980, and 1992, respectively. It doesn't bode well for incumbents when things aren't going their way. And this is exactly where we find ourselves. Romano says, this might have been a fate that Biden could have avoided. That is, until Dean Phillips, Minnesota, entered the presidential race, particularly in the first in the nation primary in New Hampshire, which Biden and the Democrats have sought to bypass by boycotting the primary and hosting the first Democratic primary in South Carolina instead. So it doesn't sound like much. New Hampshire, little state, nobody cares. But we have a pecking order and we also have optics. And remember, it was South Carolina that theoretically put Biden back on the map when he came out of that win, because Biden got his butt kicked in Iowa and New Hampshire. Then he went to South Carolina, and they said his campaign was on life support. And you know what happened in South Carolina? He won, and before Super Tuesday, which was coming up, all the Democrats dropped out. Miraculously, en masse, they all just folded. And that's when we should have been triggered to say, wait a minute, something's up. Because something was up. The fix was in. But the Democrats have a problem. They can't run the fix. Republicans are on to them. They know to look at ballots. They know that whether you know it or not, things are happening in every state. And it's not Republicans necessarily. Sometimes it's conservative groups that are out there doing the dirty work, having to get it done because Republicans are complicit, but they're going to make it a lot tougher to cheat. And here's the problem. You can't cheat when you have Joe Biden kind of numbers. You can't do it. He's going to fall into the same category of all those other presidents, Truman, Johnson, Ford, Carter, and George H.W. Bush. So, Kennedy is out of the Democrat race. Biden could lose New Hampshire. They said, even with Kennedy not being there, Biden can lose because he won't be appearing on the ballot in 2024. Now, it would have been easy to run and win had he been an incumbent, had he not done what they did, had he been on the ballot. It just would have been a foregone conclusion. Assuming that he wasn't up against real competition. Right now, he's not up against real competition. You guys have heard me describe Dean Phillips. He's the second guy dancing. Kennedy, Democrat turned independent, dancer. First guy dancing. Phillips, second guy dancing. Now, everybody's got permission to dance. Coming soon. Gavin Newsom. Let one other person of note, I don't know who it'll be, let one other person of note, let Pete Buttigieg, now he wouldn't do it because he's in the administration, but let the Love Gov announce, or somebody like that, it'll be a floodgates opening. Biden is only going to be able to be a write-in candidate in New Hampshire, and that's going to be embarrassing if he loses to somebody, and he probably will. And that brings me to what I've already been talking about. He's going to get other challengers. They're lurking in the shadows. Gavin Newsom, I'm going to make you a bet. Gavin Newsom announces before the end of the year. He'll make it like it's a Christmas present to us or a New Year's celebration for America. And the floodgates are going to open because Democrats are going to have, I'm going to make a bet, they'll have a dozen candidates. And you're saying, Kevin, who? Who would they get? There are a lot of these knuckleheads that think they're qualified. Hakeem Jeffries might run. Don't be surprised. It's going to be a bunch of them coming out of the woodwork. They all know. See, what they're banking on is if you're going to cheat somebody in the office, make it me. Please make it me. So what's the holdup? Floodgates are going to open. All these guys hoping to get cheated into the Oval Office. And none of them are going to be from the old guard. The Democrats are going to present themselves as youthful and energetic. The same way they're trying to present Biden, as if he's taken, you know, some sudden fountain of youth dunk. At nearly 81 years old, he's not only old for the presidency, but his mental acumen doesn't help his chances, and he's demonstrating this all the time. And I don't look, this is, we're going over old material if I tell you that Biden's brain dead. Of course he is. He can hold him there for a little while, but he's not capable of dealing with multiple wars on multiple fronts, amazing inflation, crime rates soaring through the roof, people flooding our border. He's not anywhere close to being able to deal with this stuff. Multiple surveys, show that Americans believe Biden is too old to run again. 69% of Americans say he's too old to run again. How are you going to cheat in the polls with that? You can try to give him a little dip in his step when you pump him up with some steroids so he can go make a speech. But we know he's passing out in the limo, laying in Dr. Jill's lap, sucking his thumb. But it isn't just Biden's age, folks, that has Democrats panicked. It's his approval rating and his approval numbers. They have him at 44%, which I'd crack up at. This guy's, if he's cracking 40, I would be shocked. He's not at any 44%. He's in the 30s, 39 maybe. It's not just his age, folks. It's his approval or disapproval or lack of approval. You think his competition, those guys aren't licking their chops going, man, this guy's approval rating stinks. Why do you think Gavin Newsom's working so hard to get his Q scores up, playing basketball with little Asian kids and running them over? Short break. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. and Extendivite as all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Things don't look good for the Democrats. I'm going to play this whole clip of Jared Kushner, about 3 minutes, because you need to hear him lay out what Trump did, because I gave you a piece of it in a previous segment. You got to hear this. You won't hear a better synopsis of what Donald Trump was able to bring than you will with this. It's utterly ridiculous. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Check this out.
The possibility could be really tremendous.
So do you believe that the Saudi leadership would like to join the Abraham Accords?
Yeah, I believe they would like to move forward with the deal with America and with the U.S. and with Israel. The deal that's being discussed isn't just a partnership with Israel. It's also deepening their ties with America, which is very important. You know, we have to keep in mind that if America is not close to Saudi Arabia, then they'll go in the other direction to China. And so I think that the topics being discussed, I'm not familiar with all the last details, but it's a really good deal for America, and it seems like it's a very important deal to bring stability in the Middle East. And the person who wants to see it happen the least is really Iran. They've been in favor of destruction and destabilization before President Trump came into office. The JCPOA, which probably was one of the worst deals ever done in history by the Obama administration, was flushing Iran with cash. And because of that, a lot of the money went to their proxies in Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. And we saw a lot of destruction. Over 4 years, President Trump was able to roll back that money. And that really enabled us to create an environment where we can push for the forces of positivity and peace. And one other thing I'll just mention as well is under the Trump administration, President Trump saw that UNRWA was a corrupt organization and that the money that wasn't being misappropriated was actually going to fund Hamas's organization. We just saw an interrogation of one of these terrorists that were captured that confirmed what we've been saying for many years, which is that Hamas has their headquarters in these different hospitals and under these schools. And quite frankly, it's just a situation that could be avoidable. And if people learn from the mistakes of the past and they do something different, then there is a lot of hope that the future can be much brighter.
So what do you think the prospects are for your father-in-law in 2024 then, President Trump?
I see every day, you know, people, even people who are not in favor of Trump are realizing that under President Trump, we had a peaceful world. People said when he got into power, he would create World War III. Well, there were no new wars. He was making peace deals. The Middle East, which was one of the thorniest issues for American diplomats and politicians and military for two decades, became a very peaceful place with a lot of momentum. And in just a couple short years, you've seen what happened when there's passive leadership and weak leadership from America and the world. And, you know, we have two massive wars that have the chance to metastasize further. And quite frankly, the lack of relationships that we have with countries right now where we're doing strong diplomacy keeps these conflicts in a place where they can get much worse. So I think people recognize that the economy was great under President Trump. The policies he put in place were tremendous. We're seeing what's happening now at the southern border, which quite frankly is very scary. You think about what a couple of terrorists can do in Israel. Imagine what happens when 10 million people come into our country who are unaccounted for. And I think a lot of people who maybe were against Trump are realizing that we need a strong leader for America and for the world, and that his policies made the world a safer and more prosperous place.
I got asked on a radio show, do I think that the foreign policy and the safety issue would be a big deal going into the 2024 election cycle, and my answer was absolutely yes. Now, I still believe the inflation and the economy are going to drive people's voting habits. But you add to that the idea that the only person who actually brought stability to the Middle East was Donald Trump, and you get an easy win. And I keep coming back to, what do the Republicans want? I mean, they have everything they could possibly want. A warrior who's willing to stand up and fight for Republic principles, Republic I Can principles. A guy who's willing to put his butt on the line in every possible way. And instead of fighting for this guy, the Republican Party fights against him. That's miraculous to me. And quite frankly, speaks to the party. This is an easy slam dunk. And they're not taking it. But Kushner laid it out. Our partnership with Israel and getting the Saudis with that partnership would deepen the partnership with America, because if we don't deepen it, the Chinese will step in and do it. They're getting our money. And he says it's a good deal for America, but it's a better deal in terms of stability for the Middle East. Trump did that. And then he goes on to tell you that Iran was about destruction and destabilization. And his JCPOA, he said, had Iran flush with cash. Worst piece of legislation, he said, ever. I agree with him. 4 years, Donald Trump rolled back the money that Iran was getting, had that country on the brink of bankruptcy. I tell people, there's a huge population of Iranians that are under 30 years old. And you know what they want? They want what we have. They want westernization. They're sick of the mullahs. They're sick of them. I'll be honest with you. Not only do I want Donald Trump in the next election cycle, I wish the dude could go on another 10 years. Who are we going to get that's going to fight like this ever again? Who are we grooming? Maybe a Ted Cruz, maybe a Josh Hawley. All the Iranians have to do is wait us out. Because if we put these types of people in, shame on us. I'm glad that Kushner went on to talk about the weak leadership. He called it passive weak leadership of Joe Biden. He says in two short years, because Joe Biden lived on the muscle memory of Trump for a year, said in 2 short years, this is what we've gone from practical peace in the Middle East, stability, to wars and potentially us being in a third war. And he says, I can't believe he said this. He says we have two massive wars going on that could metastasize. And we possibly have a third. And he says the worst part about it is we don't have any relationship with the countries that are at war. We don't have a relationship with Hamas. We don't have a real relationship with Iran. And look at what Iran's out there, you know, chest bumping like a big old 800-pound gorilla. And then finally, Jared Kushner referenced the border issue. And we've got 10 million new people that have come into this country that we don't know anything about them. How many of those people are ready to go to war? Now, the good news is, if they don't get our guns, they're going to find out that there's a real problem, you know, messing with Americans. But we shouldn't be, as I said, we're less safe under Joe Biden. And going back to that question that I was asked, do I think that this is going to be, that our safety is going to be an issue? I absolutely believe it will be the number two issue behind the economy. And then I think number three is going to be the Democrats' corruption. How do you let people get away with this for so long? How do you do that? How dare you? Biden's chances look grim unless the powers that B would decide to cheat him in again, and they're not going to. Even they know America's suffered enough, so they got to replace him, and they're going to. And his first pure Democratic challenger recognizes the obvious, and he said this: it appears President Joe Biden is going to lose the next election. The numbers are horrific. I've talked about the numbers in previous shows. It hasn't changed much. Joe Biden's in the toilet. No sitting president wins with the numbers Joe Biden has. That's their problem. They can't cheat him in, so they got to swap him out. He says, if you're a Democratic voter and you care about 2024, it matters. This is from Phillips, the Democrat who got the guts to say, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to win. I don't even care if I'm going to win. But let me tell you this. I'm not going to sit by and let this happen. And what he did is he started something that he doesn't really realize. He started the process of Joe Biden being the sixth incumbent president to serve a single term and not be cheated, because he'll lose his legitimately. People speak often of the anti-Trump vote. They tell, oh, Donald Trump can't win. There's too many people that don't like him. And the media will show us some guy going, well, I don't like Donald Trump. I vote Republican and I voted for Trump, but I'm not voting for him again. They'll parade these people out there. But I assure you, the anti-Biden vote is much larger than the anti-Trump vote. And Democrats have one other thing they better think about. They better think about the anti-Democrat vote. Because so many people are sick of the Democrats. They're sick of watching these people with the dual system of justice and just how scandalous they are.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thanks.